They never say that when they tell me to shut up. Marcel, WPFW. I feel like if we do extend the date, it doesn't make sense if we don't extend the time that one can join
membership.
A membership. And that's what's missing in this.
And vote.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that we need to extend the date before being allowed to become a member. So if it is July 30th, then you need to be able to extend that date for memberships to July 30th. And that was not in concert this last time it happened, because the date was June 30th that you could become a member, yet you extended the date to when a person could sign up till July 19th.
Right. I just want to explain why that decision was made. We're dealing with a list of over 75,000, and that list is divided up into 10 different versions and coming from about 20 different sources. And in order to get that list together and make sure it's vetted and as accurate and complete as possible, we need time. And it's very difficult to extend to the same date for that reason. And then the second reason is in the bylaws, you know, the day that the ballots go out has to be 45 to 60 days after that record date. So if we're saying July 31st, we're talking about sending the ballots September 15th and getting them returned November 1st. We can't unless somehow we're going to come up with another minimum, like $10,000, to keep the election team going. You know, just that's the bare minimum that extra month would cost. And with respect to extending the membership, I mean, I see logically, I see where everybody is coming from. I think that it makes perfect sense, you know. I mean, and even to be able to extend and accept members all the way throughout the election period. But the problem is logistically, it's not possible right now in this election cycle. I think that the PNB needs to sit down and work through some of the mechanics of deciding what to extend and what not to extend for future elections, and develop some criteria for that. Like, one of the key things that I wanted to bring up is to get everybody's sense of, come, you know, July 19th, and we see, okay, we have X amount of candidates running at each station between listener and staff, and we've had X amount of airplay, and see if we can get some general numbers that everybody is happy with, so that we can make this line saying, okay, we need to extend here, here, and here, but at these two other places, we don't need to. And just for the nomination phase, the membership is, it's, as I said, for those reasons that I explained before, it's practically logistically impossible.
But just one other comment, please.
No, that's why I say it's practically. It's not that nothing's impossible. I'm saying it's very close to being impossible, and have an accurate list. And if our lists aren't complete and accurate, then we don't have an election. I mean, if we don't have, you know, so.
Just to follow up on that, I think it is critical that the elections be viewed as being legitimate. And I think the problem here is that when you have all of these different dates, extensions at some stations and not at others, all of that feeds into this feeling that this process is not fair and open and legitimate. And though I do understand this desire to do it as a case-by-case basis, I think that when you're holding a national election, there needs to be uniformity. Someone told me not to use the word uniformity, but a consensus. Okay, so remember.
Okay.
But there has to be that. And I think without that, everything is viewed poorly. And so now you have a different close date. You have a second extension date. It's station by station. And all of that just leads to this feeling that it isn't quite legitimate. And if not, then all of this is an exercise in futility, because no matter who's elected, it will be questioned.
Right. I mean, the thing about uniformity, I mean, I'm fine with that term. But I see where you're coming from, because we're talking about, it's a national foundation, but the thing is, you know, each station is so different. And when we come to how the elections are being carried out at each station, even though I may have developed tools that are applied, the response and use of those tools by the local election supervisors in collaboration with staff and management is not uniform. And, you know, for example, this year we had a lot of obstacles due to the fund drive being in June, you know, both at two stations. So, you know, these are station specific situations that make it that it's logical to have different processes going on, because the stations are different. And if we were to just lay down a blanket, okay, it's going to be, I mean, in a sense, that's more arbitrary to just say, okay, you know, this is the way it's going to be because it has to be uniform, when it's clear that the situation at each station is different. I think that that is actually less legitimate when you're not taking into account the context of each station. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see if there's some criteria. Right now I'm talking about the nomination phase extension specifically. If there's some criteria that can be used uniformly, right, because it's the same criteria for everyone, but it may result in different outcomes because each context is different.
Okay, I think that's clear. I think we don't need to go on about that. Is there, let's see, I had, are you finished with your report?
Well, let me just say, I didn't quite finish on that too, but thank you for the discussion. But and I'll try to be objective here, just make sure everybody aware, is if the member record date is extended, then per the deadline, you have to extend the ballot mailing. And if you recall, the reason, or one of the main reasons we passed the bylaws amendment on changing these dates a couple of years ago, was to keep from running into the fall fund drives. We continually had a problem. We were running past September on the elections, and if you got the nomination, I mean the ballot deadline still open, you're probably not going to get very many carts run, and it was hard to get quorum and all kinds of other problems. So, and we don't want to impact the fall fund drive. So just be aware there's that potential conflict if we decide to extend the record date for members.
And let me say, of course, that none of this is obligatory to the NES. It's her call. So this is simply a recommendation. She was asking for our opinion. Okay, so I have a stack here with Richard, Tracy, Rico, Nia, Campbell. Just a minute. Who's that? Alex and Joe and Sean. Okay. We have only, what, about 10 minutes? So if you would limit yourself to a minute apiece, that would be good.
Ms. Asteria, is that, you pronounce your name Asteria?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard Uzel, Houston. I think you picked a good one for Houston, Kathy. Kathy's doing good stuff down there. I had a question about Los Angeles. There apparently has been a lot of problems in Los Angeles, and I was wondering, have you gone to Los Angeles and tried to work with those folks personally?
I haven't gone to Los Angeles, no. No.
Tracy.
This is just a quick comment, because I think sometimes we can be a little continuity challenged as a body. So I just wanted to sort of push on Bill's point, which is that after many, many years of really consistently repeated problems, one of the few bylaws amendments that has ever been passed in the history of Pacifica since the bylaws came into being was passed last year to change the deadline so that the ballots wouldn't go out in the middle of both the fund drive and the real-world election cycle, which is also a humongous issue. And that was done, because you know how hard it is to get a bylaws amendment through this thing, because it was a really, really, really serious problem. So I just want to put out that before we go ahead 1 year later and repeat exactly the same thing that caused us terrible problems for 7 years, you know, such terrible problems that we forced through a bylaws amendment, that we take that into account, because sometimes I think we make things worse when we look for short-term problems without taking into account everything that went before and why it went down the way it did.
Thank you. Rico?
Yeah. I think we can do nationalize the election if we gave stations enough heads up so that they can schedule around it. I think the real reason for the extension needed this time is because certain people were put in positions where they weren't really didn't have the learning curve to do the things that were necessary to get the election going. So that was a problem, which I think probably comes back to you because you hired these people thinking that they would be able to do the job, and maybe some of them were up to it and some of them weren't. The other thing is, I can't think of the other thing, so I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, the hat.
That's right.
If that works, let me know.
You want to call on him again?
Nia, yes. Did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I do, actually. The thing is, when you're hiring people to do this position, you know, I mean, first of all, the hiring process is, you know, it's a two person process at the so, you know, whatever decisions were made were made, you know, with respect to taking both my decision and the ED's decision into account. So the responsibility is not only mine. And with respect to being prepared for this job, now there is where I don't think we have ever been able to prepare people properly for this job, especially when you're only hired the day that you have to start. So, I mean, I know myself, I was hired last year, already 1 week into the nomination phase last year here at KPFA, and I just hit the ground running, right? But not everybody can do that. And so what I tried to do this year was provide as many tools as possible for people to hit the ground running. And where I found there was resistance was actually more on the organizational side. I put programming guidelines in place and produced cards and tutorials to get on air within the first week. Well, so anyway, I'm just saying I did my best to prepare everyone. And I think that, you know, it's not only this election that, you know, I think the whole, we ask sort of an impossible task to be done from the supervisors.
I guess my big concern is that at KPFK in particular, that we had someone that knew the system and that had a proven track record. And to replace that person, I thought the person that would come in there was going to show why that person got the job as opposed to someone who had already had
a
proven
track record. But there are other issues that came into that decision, and it wasn't, you know, anyway.
Can we pass on that? It's done, and it's over.
I mean, but the fact of the matter is now we have stuff on the air at KPFK, and things seem to be, you know, okay, you know. It's not ideal, but it's better.
my other point was that when stations don't do what you expect, you order them to do, put the cards, whatever it may be, are there any consequences? Because these things, I mean, I've heard the public complaining about that certain things weren't being done in the elections, and there has to be some consequences.
Well,
otherwise,
in theory, there are consequences. In fact, you know, basically, yeah. I mean, in theory, I do have the power to preempt and to put airtime. But in fact, in all practicality, I mean, I don't think that that's the best way to encourage participation, is just to impose. And, you know, when you go from theory to practice, especially in this situation, when you really need, basically, if it comes to it, I need to go and sit and go into the control room and take over airtime. I mean, that would be the consequence, and that is possible, and I know I can do that. But right now, first of all, I don't think it's gotten to that point yet. I think we're doing well.
Okay.
I'm just saying that...
I want to ask you to limit your time also to your responses.
Sorry.
We're very short on time.
I have
We have 2 minutes for about five people. Nia.
Okay, I have a quick question, and then I'll say. Now, the people that became members July 1st through the 20th of last year, will they get ballots?
July
of last year.
July 2009
yes.
through the July 30th 1st. Of this year, right?
Right. Will those folks get ballots?
Wait, July the 1st, 2009 through
right.
June 30th, 2010?
Correct.
Right. Those are the people that get ballots.
Okay. So I hear a lot of other audience. So you're saying the people that joined July 1st of 2009
mm-hmm.
will get ballots?
Yes. July 1st, 2009 through June 30th, 2010.
Okay.
1 year.
Point of information?
What's the point of information?
How many people do we have left to speak, and how much time do we have?
We have four people left to speak, and we have about 1 minute.
Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Second.
Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing none. Campbell?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The fundamental concern that I have, and I was listening very closely to the description about the challenges in regard to the number of names that are involved in this, and in terms of the number of people in membership, it just strikes me as something of a concern that when you have an extension, you aren't counting all 75,000 all over again. I think that you would have a certain set number that were relevant for the June 30 deadline, and you're adding additional people to that count. Is that correct?
But logistically, when you're talking about submitting, the thing is, perhaps somebody who's using MemSys can explain also. While I think it's technically possible to get that month, I mean, we're still looking at a logistical problem because, you know, as I said, we're talking over 75,000 from 20 different sources that have to be properly vetted, I mean, submitted to do all the NCOA CAS scans. I mean, on my half, I have to dedupe everything. I mean, make sure there are no duplicates. And that task in itself is, I mean, it's a lot of work to do and to do, and then to add an extra month.
Yeah.
And then those people that donate July 1st.
Let me just get to
right,
a
I
point
guess
here.
I'm still.
When you look at a June 30th deadline, you've got some that you're going to be counting and dealing with there. When you have additional ones, whether it's they're being entered into the database or whether you have to make a separate listing of the additional ones, that's not starting over having to do the whole process from the beginning. I find that
amazing. Well, no, but I'm not saying you have to do the whole process again. I'm saying, you know, you have this massive amount of work that has to be done to 75,000, you know, this list of 75,000. This, and then after that, you have steps that the mailing house takes and the print house takes. So, you know, if I could just take those additional people, I mean, and just individually send ballots, you know, that would be the alternative to send out, you know, send out packages to, you know, individually and not go through the mailing house. So you know that would be in a second time. I mean, that's an alternative that can be done. It's just, I mean, given how much work we already have, I just it's you know, it's adding a lot more work.
Yeah.
But say we were to extend. I mean, there are solutions, but you know, it just adds it right now. The situation I'm looking at right now, I'm just saying logistically, it's practically impossible to do that sticking to the timeline. Okay. If we were to extend everything for a month, that's a different situation.
That would be easier.
No. I'm saying it wouldn't be logistically, it'd be logistically possible. And I mean, it'd be logistically feasible if we were to extend the whole, you know, that this would end December 1st, for example. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
A point that I have is that even last year, people who had signed up to become members within the last month never got nothing. Okay. I don't want to put it that way, but they never got nothing. Mm-hmm. And I've had a dozen people tell me this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we're looking at a slight change, I don't see that should be that problematic.
But that's a good example of what I'm bringing up right now is in order to make sure that I capture all those people within that period. I mean, there are checks that have to be done, and that's one of them, to make sure that everyone who donated in that last month is actually included on that list. You know, so that's one of the steps, one of the many, many steps in order to avoid things like that happening again. You know, so
okay,
if you add another month.
I think we
got the point.
Alex.
I'll be very brief. I really think we need an extension of the nominations period. I'm not.
Mike, turn him up, guys. He's talking into it. You're just not here.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be very brief. I think we need an extension of the nominations period for all sorts of reasons, because we started this process very late. It wasn't publicized sufficiently. Yes, there were on paper a few candidates' events, but in fact they drew very, very few candidates, at least at WBAI, I believe, at some of the other stations as well. I would like to offer a motion that this body strongly recommends to the National Election Supervisor that she extend the nominations period until August 15th.
Second.
I'm sorry. So the implication then is that the entire process would be extended from 45 days after August 15th?
Exactly.
So that would be when?
That would be, you know, that would be ballots going out September 30th and coming in November 15th. So, and finishing December 1st. And staff costs would be another between $10,000 and $15,000.
So it would cost another $10,000 or $15,000.
At least.
At least. And it would extend the period till. Okay, so that's the motion. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Anybody want to discuss the motion?
We don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be brief.
Nia?
I'll be brief. We don't have any money. We're talking about marketing the foundation and doing all of that. I mean, I think we should be more cost conscious.
Sean?
Yeah.
And then Tracy?
This is not a money issue. We spend money on consultants and everything else. We can find the money, because the question here is, what's more important, getting deadlines straight or getting these elections right and getting elections that people can believe in? And I don't care if we seat the damn board in March, as long as we have fair elections that everybody believes in. Because if people don't believe in the elections, you've condemned yourself to 3 years of infighting, of the voters not believing in the credibility of these elections, and that's too high a price to pay just because we refused to move some deadlines. And I do hope that I will get to, after this motion, we are going to continue with the stack, correct, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, we can do that if we have time. Tracy?
Aside the obvious point that we don't have any money and we're spending money we don't have.
Are you speaking?
I'm trying.
There's no mic. She got it in her face.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Are they on? Hello?
Hello?
I don't see it.
Mic's dead.
Try this one.
No, don't do that, please. No.
Don't do that.
Please.
He's asking. Yeah, there you go.
No.
Yeah.
Hello? Does that work? Okay. Okay, well,
It is a lot of money, and it's a lot of money that we don't have. That's point number one. Point number two, all of the stations will be in fund drives. To say that the stations can change their fund drives to accommodate the election, it will never happen. Pacifica can't afford for the stations to delay their fund drives in order for the election to receive adequate publicity.
Nobody's saying that.
Well, then you're mailing ballots into the heart of the fund drive. We did that. It's a problem. Number two, you're mailing ballots right into the election, the real election, in the real world. That's a problem. Thirdly, I think there's a connection being made here between time and credibility that doesn't really add up. If you do it badly, it doesn't matter how long you take to do it. And I really think that this extension needs to be done on the basis, if it is done, of you don't have a sufficient candidate base at the end of this period. You don't know what you're going to have on July 19th. And this board needs to see that, assess, and allow the staff you've hired to do the job to make the decision and to make a cautious decision they can actually carry out. This is a decision being made by people who don't understand what the consequences are. We should be careful
because
about
the decisions
that.
Made by people.
Sean, please,
the
you don't have the agenda. You don't have the floor. Joe,
what I'd like to offer a substitute motion along the lines, I think, of what Bill suggested might be a good idea to consider, which is to encourage the NES to consider extending the deadline to August 1st, and the date being an advisory date, as she deems necessary. So in other words, instead of saying it needs to be extended to August 15th, something we can direct the NES to do anyway, to suggest August 1st as a date, and but that if it's extended in one place, it should be done uniformly. Again, that's a recommendation. And just to speak... Well, more to make my earlier comments, which I think are relevant, than to speak directly to the motion. We're a listener-sponsored radio that's democratically run. There's probably something I don't understand. I'm not being facetious. I'm sure there are things I don't understand about the mechanics of, fund drive and so forth. But it seems to me odd to want to insulate the fund drive from the election, since becoming a listener member right. Gives you the right to vote. So, rather than the elections and the
we're out of time.
Motion to extend.
Just
10 minutes.
Just finish what you're saying. I'll handle the rest of that.
Rather than the elections and the fund drive being seen as two trains colliding, I think it should be viewed as a positive event. I mean, people taking calls during fund drive should be reminding people to vote. I mean, it would be a great opportunity to promote the election. I think there's constructive ways to think about it. And I acknowledge that there are probably things about the mechanics of the fund drive, which I don't understand. I know that staff have been resistant to the election historically, which is, I think, a big reason why there's been that attempt to insulate the two. But I really think we need to fuse these two notions of listener-sponsored radio and democratic governance. So I encourage you to do your best to consider that, and I put forward that as a substitute motion to consider extending the election deadline as ideally till August 1st, but to any date you deem necessary.
Just to be clear, when you say the election deadline, you mean the deadline to put yourself forth as a candidate, not necessarily the June 30th date for membership. Is that correct?
I mean both dates.
You mean both dates. Okay.
I mean, it's a recommendation.
Okay.
Could I say one thing? With respect to fusing elections and fund drive, I mean, I think it's a beautiful idea in theory. In practice, for a lot of reasons, and actually maybe Bonnie Simmons, who has a show on KPFA, who's sitting right here, it hasn't worked in the past. Doesn't mean it can't work in the future. I'm open to that,
okay.
I think it's a beautiful idea.
We
I think it's important.
There was Anyone want to move to extend time?
So moved.
He wasn't recognized when it was. That's fine. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Okay, there isn't. Okay, so Joe's substitute to Alex's motion is on the floor.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
The substance of it is.
Could we just hear Alex's and then the substitute so we know the differences between them?
Yeah, I was about to try to do that.
Could I just say something?
Could we first get clear what's on the floor, and then we'll take a stack for, and I'll be able to see you as well, for the substitute motion. So, Alex, you want to restate yours?
My motion was simply that we strongly recommend them be.
Point of information. I just want to just really emphasize that we need some criteria. Everybody is saying we need to extend, but how many candidates do you guys want running? And how much airtime do you? No, I'm saying what is a minimum that people are happy with. That's what I really need.
Okay, that hasn't actually been addressed in either of these motions. Perhaps we'll get to it afterward. Go ahead.
No, it's not up to me.
if I can comment on that, I think we'd need more than a total of a dozen people coming to the various different candidates' events before we could say it was adequately publicized and adequately promoted. Anyway, my motion simply says that we strongly recommend that the National Elections Supervisor extend the nominations period to August 15th. It does not say anything about the eligibility date.
Okay. And Joe, yours is?
To extend the nominations deadline and eligibility date until August 1st or any other date deemed necessary by the election supervisor.
Okay. That's the substitute motions on the floor. Because it's a substitute motion, you can discuss either one. I will take a stack on that. Let's see. Kathy, Sean, Marcel, Leslie, Bill.
Yeah, you were first.
I'm sorry, I didn't see anybody. I had my glasses on. I saw five hands, and I didn't make a stack out of it.
I thought I was on the stack before.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this is a new stack, isn't it?
This isn't.
It's a new stack.
Yeah, it's a new stack.
Because
if it ain't a new stack, I got to.
I'd like to extend for 20 minutes, folks.
No.
Okay.
That I object to.
All right, then I don't get to speak. Is that what you're saying?
That's what she's saying.
Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate your shutting me down.
Just trying to help you out, Leslie.
Let's be honest.
30
Chair,
minutes seems like enough for
a
let's
Mr.
try
Chair,
to get for it.
Yes?
This quarter, can we extend 15 minutes? So everybody can get their time in because this is a very important.
So the motion is.
Additional 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
What?
Second for that.
I'm sorry. How long?
Second.
For 15 minutes, it's quarter to 3:00. That'll be the 3:00. We should be done with this. Hopefully.
All right.
no objection. Extend for a total of 15 minutes for this discussion. I have on the stack. Kathy, Sean, Marcel, Leslie, and Bill. And Jennifer. Please, we have 15 minutes. Everybody would like to get a chance to speak. Please be as brief as you can. And also in your responses, be as brief as you can.
I'm against extending the deadline for membership. It's been very clearly promoted for a good long while what that year would be. And so I think that should stand. That's my position on that. As far as extending this process into the fund drive is really what I wanted to comment on, being a person very, very involved in that. Fund drive is a very high-powered energy time, and whatever you think about elections, it's a dead weight to fundraising, and it stops the fundraising process. But beyond that, it's very difficult to tell people that, well, if you join, you're going to be a member, except you can't vote in this election.
That's right.
And that creates enormous confusion and dissension when you're fundraising for an election in progress at the same time, and then people are not going to comprehend that they can't vote. It's very, very confusing to the listeners and creates enormous chaos. So if you're going to have a fundraiser for an election, that fundraiser has to exist within the time frame that allows people to still be able to vote as a consequence. So theoretically, those people who had fundraisers in June could have done that. But those people who have fundraisers in October, it will be detrimental and on every level to the network to try to do that at the same time.
Yeah, I'm torn here because I like Joe's motion because it extends membership. I think it's very important that if you're going to extend the nominating deadline, you extend the membership deadline, or else you get into what appears to be an insider's game. Now, you also have the problem, if you don't extend membership, of the waivers. Because if you only extend the nominating deadline, all the waiver issues are dead. Anybody who's went out and got a waiver, forget about it. It's already been decided for you. So that's out of the question. And this whole idea, where I really agree with Joseph, this whole idea that we can't run a fund drive and use that as a vehicle to announce to people, send in your ballot. Come on, folks. Our listeners are smarter than that. They're the damn conscience of this country, and you're telling me they can't understand we're having a fund drive, and oh, by the way, the benefits of becoming a member are you can vote, and please don't forget to send in your ballot. Please, that's a phony, phony excuse. Now, I have some other comments, but we've moved way beyond this, so I'll only speak to those points, and hopefully we'll come back after these amendments. And I'll be able to bring out a few things because I got to tell you, I do want to say I agree with Alex. This guerrilla style events and these signature parties, I got a call while I was up here. They had a signature party. Two outsiders were at the signature party. And when the person said, did they get their signatures? They said, no, those two people left early. So we don't even know if there were two outsiders at the party. Right now, the way things are being run, it appears to be an insider's game, and that is anti-Pacifican. Thank you.
Marcel, WPFW. The last three election cycles that I know about at WPFW have been horrific. People who joined didn't get ballots. People who signed up to run were listed as write-in candidates when they had all their information in prior to people who were listed as normal candidates. It's been so bad at W that people now don't trust the process.
Right.
And I don't want to talk about money right now because we'll always be talking about money. We're a nonprofit left group. We'll always be up against the wall. They can cut out the lights, but they cannot cut out our honor. And what this is starting to look like is it's dishonorable. And that's the problem. So I don't want to talk about money or how much it costs or who it inconveniences. What I want to talk about is the single light that Pacifica has always had for me was they would do what no one else would do. And when Mr. Pohl spoke to us yesterday about the tone from the top, this is what he's talking about. When it gets tough, when it gets rough, what will you do then? And right now, our decision is we either accept and keep trying to keep this animal alive that should be put down, or we put it down and start again. So I know what I'm saying now will offend absolutely everyone. But then that's why I sit here, because I can take offending absolutely everyone. We need to pull this election, period. Until we figure out how to do this, we need to skip this cycle. Okay. And until we skip this cycle, and until we as a board can take the weight to do that, I always say, if you're not courageous and curious, you shouldn't be here.
Make a motion.
I make a motion that this election cycle be pulled, that we not have an election this year, because we have not figured out how to do it right. And it is no reflection on you. But if we had figured out how to do it right, I would not be sitting here talking about the third election cycle where everything is wrong and it's a Band-Aid.
Second.
We substitute for substitute.
I said that.
All right.
And the substitute is...
George, we can't hear your mic's not up. That's the problem.
Hello.
Yeah, see, George, I'm sorry. We just can't hear you.
Hello.
Staying testy. Woo-hoo. That was it.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, good, guys.
It is in order to have a second substitute amendment. What's on the floor now is a motion to cancel the election. Anyone like to speak to that? I don't. Well, I actually, no. And thank you. I'll take that as a point of order. It's in order procedurally, but it isn't in order. We are required to have an election this year by the bylaws. So I'm going to rule that as out of order. And next in line is Leslie.
So what are we speaking to, Mr. Chair? Point of
we're speaking to Joe's substitute or Alex's original motion. Leslie.
All right, returning to those two motions. And boy, what a bombshell that is to follow. Woo! Let me focus again here. I'm concerned at this point that people are not participating as candidates, that they're not signing up for membership, not because of any problems on air as much as they are completely disillusioned with the foundation and in particular with our elections. And I'm starting to have concerns at this point that no matter how long and how hard we drum this drum, we're not going to get more people engaged. I keep hearing that we want as many people as possible. The logical conclusion of that is that we extend these forever. I find that a little unreasonable, too. So I, as conflicted as I am about all of this, and I am conflicted, I like our National Election Supervisor's idea that there be some numerical goal that we're going for here. That makes some reasonable sense to me, because as many people as possible is just not a goal. It's not a conceivable goal. I mean, there are people yet to be born who might want to run. Now, that said...
I think they lack capacity.
Yeah, at the moment, but give us long enough and we might get around to them. My other concern that we have not addressed here is the candidates who have filed or are planning on filing by tomorrow, who have lives, who have timetables, who have summer vacations and plans, and their confidence in this process as we keep drawing it on and on and on. We have folks who filed by June 30th and even earlier than that. And now we're talking about them putting their lives on hold for another 2 months before they even get around to campaigning. I'm guessing some of them planned on campaigning over the summer when their lives were a little freer and are going to be, you know, back to it come September, October during the campaign period. It's not a deciding factor for me, and I haven't made a decision about this, but I think it is a factor that we need to consider, that we may lose candidates if we keep going down this path.
Okay. Bill.
Just want to remind everybody there's an election committee meeting Thursday, so we can talk about a lot of this stuff in more detail then if we have to. I'm just reluctant to mandate anything right now. I'm okay with the substitute motion about an advisory that you said, Joe? But just, you know, it sounds like we've admitted that we, not somebody else, we have failed, at least at some of the stations. Now, two of them do have enough candidates, both staff and listener. I don't know if they're all... how many of them are recruited or whatever. But, you know, We've had a year to promote elections. Everybody on all of our LSBs know how the elections work. They've been through at least one. They know what the dates are. And so if we haven't been talking to people and the programmers we know, even if we're not staff, during the last year to get them to talk about the elections, you know, we have failed. And so I'm really reluctant to extend this. But, you know, I think we need to do some more. We don't have time to figure out a solution right now. Maybe we can talk some more tonight. And, you know, I'd rather wait till we get the elections committee meeting. We can have some more time to discuss it. But just as dream on here, this one just idea, if we really do, if we're admitting that, you know, we, our, the board, our management, our programmers have not promoted the elections enough, because I think that's true at some of the stations, then, you know, if we extended it at just those stations, maybe say 2 months, maybe we could have the deadline after the fall fund drive. I don't know. Now, we still run the bylaws requirement is we have to seat the new board in December, so we wouldn't be able to do that probably. But, you know, it's a lesser of the evils, I guess. But I don't think we can decide all this right now other than have an advisory
Do you have a motion, Bill?
No, I guess I support the substitute motion that Joe had to just make it an advisory date.
Okay. Jennifer.
Yeah, I support Joe's motion, as painful as it is to extend these elections. I support extending the election. I don't support extending the membership period. We've had several elections where lists have been screwed up badly, and I don't want that to happen again. We shouldn't make that process any more difficult than it has to be, so we get it right this time and we're not sued because a list has been totally screwed up. We need to extend the elections because I think, at least at WBAI, where we do have an adequate amount of candidates, but we had at least double the last election, that there are people on the fence about running. And, you know, maybe, and I'm sure that's the same at other stations, and maybe the extra time will convince them to run.
Okay, Kimmery.
DJ need a mic. Okay. Since the election has already been extended to Monday, and the committee is going to meet on
Thursday,
and we meet again on Friday. That will give her enough time to let us know where she is, what we have in reference to the extension. Will we have to extend, or are we okay? Because by her report shows that we're okay in some stations, and then we are dicey in some other stations. And I think I cleared up a little bit of the diciness by running again.
Is that a motion to postpone consideration to the next meeting?
Right. Until Friday. Meeting on Friday anyway.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any opposition to that?
Can I say point of information or
yes.
something? Or is that if we wait, then, I mean, I need to know, I need to be able to tell all the local election supervisors come midnight Monday, Tuesday, we need to have an answer on Tuesday if we're extending or not. So,
is that something that you would have to go through the chair or the election committee to let
them
know?
Yeah, I know it's up to me, but what I'm trying to do is get support. I mean, my whole point of bringing this up with you guys is that I feel as if, you know, I would like to get your support with respect to developing some meaningful criteria. That's why I'm bringing this up today.
George, I have a point of information.
Yes.
Renee, I'm sorry, I'm going to call you. Didn't you say that all stations have enough listener candidates except WPFW?
No.
Here.
In K and W, they don't have enough staff, but at W...
Well, the thing is, the question is, what is enough?
That's right. Thank you.
You know, because here we have WPFW, take, for example, we've got six who have confirmed, completed, and 10 prospective, you know, who are partially through, 3 and 1. Now, and then here at KPFK, we have 10 confirmed, 2 staff confirmed. Now, 10, we could say, oh, yeah, that's enough at KPFK because it's 1 over the 9. It's not really enough. I mean, imagine somebody drops out or, you know, we need a few alternates. At least I would say probably, 3 or 4 alternates, like at a base minimum. So that's why the criteria which was developed was doubling the amount as a minimum, which would be 18 listener and 6 staff. Now, is that too much? Is that, I mean, that's what, as a minimum, but so.
Okay, we're out of time. We have a motion to postpone till Friday. That has to be dealt with first. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone till Friday? And you've heard Renee's response to that. Is there any objection to that? Friday is the next meeting.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, just point of information. That's this coming Friday.
Yes.
Next week. Boy, we like to have meetings a lot at the PMB, don't we, huh?
Well, yes, we do.
But that's this Friday.
That's this coming Friday. Yes. So, Joe, is that an objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a vote on that. All those in favor of postponing this discussion until Friday, please raise your hand.
Motion to postpone.
The motion is to postpone consideration till Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, all those in favor of not postponing it till Friday, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm gonna
abstain. The motion fails. We're gonna go to a vote on Joe's motion,
wait, Mr. Chair, what did it, what just happened?
Because the motion failed.
The motion failed, and on your
I abstained.
Your abstention. Thank you.
The motion in front of us is a recommendation to extend till August 1st. To extend both the nomination deadline. This is Joe's substitute for Alex's motion.
Advisory date.
The advisory date.
And it includes extension of membership, correct?
I believe it does include.
Thank you.
Extension of membership. Yes, if you would.
Are we hot here?
George?
Hello? This is Juan's motion. To substitute motion to extend the nomination and membership deadline until August the 1st or until any other date the NES may deem necessary.
Okay. That's the motion in front of us.
Wait a minute. Read that again one more time, please.
Extend the nomination and membership deadlines until August the 1st or until any other date the NES may deem necessary.
Thank you.
Point of information.
And, of course, this is all advisory anyway, so.
Point of information.
Yes.
When you say any other, Mr. Wangaza, when you say any other date that the LES would deem necessary, are you meaning any other date after August 1st?
It doesn't say.
Any other date. And these motions are advisory anyway because the NES is independent.
Of course, I just want to know what the advisory motion is, right. Whether it's any date whatsoever, which is no point of giving a date, or is it after?
If the way the intention of the motion was that it would be any date after, if as necessary, it could be after.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. With that clarification. Are you ready to vote? What's in front of you is the substitute motion from Joe. All those in favor of the substitute motion from Joe, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All opposed, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. I'm gonna join and vote with that side. Makes it fail. So we now have in front of us.
Wait, it was 6-5.
That's right, and I vote against it.
I see. I got you.
What we have in favor of it is now Alex's motion, which is extend till August 15th.
Wait,
yes?
I thought chairs only voted on ties, but, you know.
We've already been through this at least three times. I get to vote whenever I want. It's just that you don't usually do it unless it matters. Okay.
Well, is the vote closed since you're being called for abstentions?
Yeah. I'd like a roll call vote on this, sir.
We've already closed this vote.
The game is up.
The motion in front of us is now Alex's motion, which is extend till August 15th. And again, it's both dates. Is that correct, or it's just the nomination date? Okay.
Can we speak to this before we vote?
Time's up.
You may be facing a lawsuit.
Wonderful. Time's up. Wonderful. We're going to vote on this.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, you may quote me on that.
Thank you.
All those in favor of Alex's motion, which is to extend the nomination date till August 15th, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four. What's your point of information?
Does this include the date for membership?
No. One, two, three, four. I'm sorry. Please put your hand up if you're voting for this. One, two, three, four, five. All opposed, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
No, I'm not voting. I'm
okay,
not voting.
Sorry. Eight. And abstentions? Four. Okay. So this fails also. So we're now done.
I'd like to move.
We're out of time on this discussion. We're going to move on to the next committee report.
They just screwed you out of your waivers.
There is no recommendation from the board.
They did screw you out of your waivers.
The next committee report is...
I suggest that all the board members stand up and stretch for a second because we're sleepwalking.
You certainly may.